one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
And we are live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, and a million other platforms. Hello, everybody, and welcome. Tuesday night, April 10th, 2018, episode 541 of The Rant is officially live across the airwaves. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we're also being joined by the Silver One himself.
Good, everyone.
Oh, boy. My dog's hurt. Everything hurts. Everything's exhausted. Everything's tired. Beat up.
Time to hit the reset button.
Yeah, man. Well, here we are. It is post-WrestleMania. Lots to talk about. Today's show, maybe we'll run about 90 minutes. I don't think we'll do a full 2 hours today. One of the reasons being is that I do want to watch the Andre the Giant documentary on HBO. And that starts at 10. That is tonight. 10 o'clock on Home Box Office, Surfer.
Right.
You're right. So.
But that's Cinemax.
No, it wasn't Cinemax.
I can watch it online. I get the HBO Go, so.
So, I'm gonna enjoy me a little Andre the Giant to watch that, and then but we're gonna be here for about 90 minutes recapping what happened last night on Monday Night Raw, some of the stuff that has happened thus far on SmackDown. You know, we've got two scandally clad handholders trying to take it to Charlotte. So,
look like they're doing all right job.
Yeah. Boy,
Absolution's out the door.
Not necessarily. We're going to talk about that in a second. But
I mean, Riot Squad, sorry.
Well, I don't know about that either. But the women faction thing is a big thing now. So, but then again, so are the rumors of tag team titles. But anyways, let's talk. First of all, anything going on in everybody's personal lives? Did anything dramatic happen in the last 72 hours? Or not 72, excuse me.
Yeah.
44 and change. So.
Yeah, something drastic did happen.
Yeah, I know. Your buddy's attorney was raided.
Hey, you know, how did you dogs get ready to go on a rant about that?
Of course, because that's how you always start the show.
Man.
Damn right.
This is a
miscarriage of justice. I'm sitting at home yesterday, minding my own business, watching an episode of Quincy in me, and I get an alert from my friend, let's just call it MC, short. Telling me that the freaking them plastic jackets with the three-letter words is all over his house and everything, man. Looking, and it's just raining like a bunch of roaches. Now, it's getting ridiculous now. First, they go out to, you know, my boy Manafort. Now they're going after my other friend. This is just too much.
You shouldn't hang around corrupt people.
Something's got to change. And then my other friend, let's just call his initials, MZ, he's up talking to the people in the government, trying to apologize for letting people's information get took off Facebook. Let me tell you something. Them old people were just trying to find out how to use Facebook on the low. The questions they was asking was just too computer illiterate. They just trying to find out how to get on Facebook. And they just pissed off that they don't know how to use it. They trying to come out my boy MZ. But it's okay. because all this miscarriage of justice going on in this country is about to stop. I don't know how. We're going to get with the Legion of Doom, and we're going to make something drastic happen, because this ain't right. MC getting his house and his businesses raided. MZ up on Capitol Hill getting grilled. This is just too much. Double A, I'm just dumbfounded. I was on an emotional high coming off of Sunday. Then yesterday, just, oh man, I'm flustered right now. I'm sorry.
You know, it'll be okay, Tony. It'll be okay.
The only thing kind of made my day was the Black Lex Luger was on my TV last night, and that kind of brought a little smile on my face. But other than that, I've been in a surly mood.
I'm still surly. You're still surly.
That's right.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
No, they ain't finna do this shit.
Uh-oh.
No, they ain't finna do this
shit. What am I missing?
Real quick, we're Carmella.
Why is Kyoto waiting? They're not supposed to wait, yo. See, they getting more, they getting less and less lax with this money in the bank.
Kyoto's too long.
Yeah, he taking too long, man.
Mike Kyoto.
See, normally
I have a feeling that she's gonna. She's gonna file a grievance with Mike Kyoto.
For real,
but he's yo.
This is horrible. This is one of the worst. I remember when Edge first did it. Cena ass was on bleeding and on the ground,
mm-hmm.
And the referee just said the hell with it.
This will be unsuccessful.
Wait a minute.
He did it.
Oh, okay.
She did it.
Did you get it?
She won.
Did it.
So Carmella is the new women's champion after what was a very slow segment.
A two-minute tussle match with Mike Hill. Kyoto was acting like he didn't want to do it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Get a rematch at Saudi Arabia.
In Saudi Arabia, yeah. No. Nothing to win. The skirts are not wrestling in Saudi Arabia.
They're not going to let
Backlash.
You really think they're going to let these women come out dressed like this in Saudi Arabia?
When Alexa Bliss and Sasha wrestled over there, they had to wrestle in full suits. So they had special gear made for that night. But
now she's a face now.
Oh boy! So we've got a new women's champion. Her name is Carmella, and
Kyoto looking like his daughter-in-law.
So now the only people on the roster who's been there for a while who hasn't won the belt: Tamina and Rusev's wife.
Yeah, but I don't think. Rusev's wife is ever going to, and Tamina is always hurt. So. Oh, boy. Look at that. Well,
do they both stay, or do you think Charlotte will go?
I don't know. We're going through a very quirky period here. This week is, the TV was quirky, because...
No storylines were kind of built.
Surfer, anything interesting with you since Sunday?
The only thing I did was I've seen, finally, the first movie based on a video game to actually be good.
That being?
Rampage.
Of course you don't think it's good.
No. It's not just, I hope. Because of The Rock. No, the whole audience thought it was good. It didn't take itself seriously, yet it managed to entertain with the violence and the humor. It was a good movie. Now, if you choose not to believe that, fine.
Hmm.
But it was a good movie. Okay. And it wasn't like, it didn't get ridiculous where The Rock was single-handedly defeating all these creatures.
Okay. So he was doing it, it was believable that he was defeating some monsters that we normally don't see walking the earth.
Well, you want me to spoil it or what?
No, I'm just saying.
Was they put Marshmallow Man in the movie?
No. You had the gorilla, the wolf, and the alligator from the game.
That's gorilla with an R.
I said gorilla.
Gorilla.
All right. Well, okay. I guess we have a movie to look forward to now. Anyways.
Double L, dude.
Yeah, I'm buying my ticket as we speak.
What are they about to do? You have an automatic rematch right now?
No. But this segment's stalling quite a bit. What are they stretching for TV time today?
Probably.
You know.
The look on Charlotte's face was priceless.
Oh yeah. Anyways,
I got this job to this bitch.
There were, you know, since Sunday night, a lot of things have been reported. A lot of things have been said.
Circulating on the internet.
There's a rumor going around, and we don't know who to believe, where to believe, why to believe. A lot of things. Let's start with your Universal Champion. Brock
my Lesnar. Universal Champion, that's right.
The rumor and scuttlebutt is that Brock called an audible and changed the finish. That's number one. That has since been debunked, and that the match finish was not decided upon until days before WrestleMania, and the only people that knew were McMahon, Brock, Roman, and that's it. The referee didn't know. The producers didn't know. The announcers didn't know.
He was just told to count three no matter what.
The referee was told. Well, no. The referee was told that Brock is going to win, but he was told during the match. So that's that. Then the match is over, and as the rumor is.
Somebody's pissed.
As the rumor is. Brock went backstage, he went to Gorilla, threw the Universal Championship at McMahon or the wall. There's conflicting
like
reports. Like he was pissed. And, wait a minute, let me finish. Let me finish. And he got into a verbal altercation with Vince, and Vince was pissed with him. That's the rumor. Now, today a new story came out about what possibly could have happened. There is a report going around that it's quite possibly that little angle backstage, that little incident backstage, is a work, and they wanted to screw with anybody who's releasing news to the internet. And so we see that Brock has resigned with the WWE. And the rumors are that Brock has resigned with the WWE, but also has a contract with the UFC. Brock can't enter the testing pool for another 6 months. So Brock probably will not have a fight anywhere between, it could be as much as 9 months to a year.
So how long is the signing?
Hold it, I've heard different length. Wait a minute, let me finish. I'm not done yet. When I'm done, you could ask all the questions in the world you want. So Brock resigns, right? Nobody knows the terms of the deal. And the report is that WWE made the announcement of Brock resigning and announced the rematch between him and Roman Reigns inside of a cage for the Universal Championship in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia for the Greatest Royal Rumble on the 27th. And that it's quite possibly that this re-signing, quote-unquote, is strictly for that one match.
Yeah, can I talk?
Now you can talk.
So, yeah, I heard that rumor. I also heard the rumor that he signed for a few years. I also heard he's just signed until SummerSlam.
I haven't heard the SummerSlam one, but the couple years I've heard, and I've heard the one about just signing for the one match.
Now, you think that maybe because that whole thing backstage is so that Vince may screw over Brock?
No, I think that is to play. I think it's just to play into the dirt sheets.
He's dropping the belt at
in Saudi Arabia.
And then you're not gonna see him again until SummerSlam when he fight Bobby Lashley.
So the word is that the plans was changed because the crowd wasn't into it. They think you get a better reaction.
That I did not hear.
I heard that too.
I heard that it was that the match had, the finish was decided days in advance, but only Lesnar, Reigns, McMahon, and a couple of others knew the finish, and that's it.
And that Saudi Arabia match is why he is champion.
Yes, because here's the thing, and I understand WWE's logic here, because they signed a 10-year deal with to have events in Saudi Arabia. And they want the initial event to be massive. This is why, because in years past, whenever there's been an international event, an international pay-per-view, let's say, there's never been promos and builds to the matches. Like, going back 15 years ago, we never saw, you know, Stone Cold come out and cut a promo. Well, let me tell you something, Triple H. Next Sunday at Insurrection, I'm going to kick your ass. It never happened.
And that was Brock and Triple H.
Yeah.
Insurrection.
But you get my point. They never cut promos for those international pay-per-views. Now they're cutting promos and they're actually promoting the event because, first of all, it's going to be aired on the WWE Network. It's a different time. I get that.
What time is that? Like, is it in the morning here or something?
4 o'clock.
It'll be 11 o'clock in the morning is the kickoff, and 12 p.m. the show starts.
Yeah.
On Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
Noon Friday. I'm going to see Infinity War.
What's up with Saudi Arabia? Are they trying to become progressive? They're allowing their women to drive. They open up the theaters for Black Panther. Now WWE is showing up.
It could be. You know what? The world is changing, Surfer, right before your very eyes.
Yeah, but they still waging war in other countries, though.
When you were coming up in the world, Surfer, okay, people were walking around. We're walking around with afros and bell bottoms,
velour suits,
and you know, I know you still
the
got
hair flat, that.
Okay, let me talk about something real quick. Aiden English, okay, we see Aiden English with his freshly shorn head, right? His freshly shaved head. We don't know why, and we don't know what happened, but when Aiden English participated in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, he had a full head of hair. And then between the time of that match and the time that the U.S. title match happened later in the night, his head was shaved.
Yeah, the Hogan do. Yeah, that Hogan do from Halloween Havoc.
So we don't know what happened. We don't know why he shaved his head in between matches, but whatever. Anyways, so. So, they're trying to make this Saudi Arabia thing massive. And
Jinder ain't losing in Saudi Arabia anyway.
What does the winner of the Royal Rumble get?
It wouldn't surprise me if the winner of the Royal Rumble gets a title match at SummerSlam. It would not surprise
SummerSlam
me.
SummerSlam or Backlash?
I think SummerSlam. Because you got to think... Between, well, Yeah, it would be about the, almost the same amount of time. A little bit more between SummerSlam and the Royal Rumble, but I don't know. But I would venture to say they're going to get something.
Because SummerSlam, you have Bobby, you have Lashley, Lesnar, Boo, and probably who? Boomin and
Joe.
I think they're going to do. No, they're doing Boomin and Joe at Backlash.
Yeah.
So I think they're going to do Boomin and probably Boomin and Seth Rollins. I think that's going to be SummerSlam, Boomin and Seth Rollins for the Universal title.
But,
Unless AJ go to Raw.
I think AJ, he's good right where he's at. If he go to Raw, he'll just be lost in the shuffle.
Let's talk about AJ. Because if you were watching SmackDown, you saw what could be misconstrued as a very offensive promo. I'm sure when Tony C saw it, he probably laughed his ass off. That's if he saw it. Renee Young is talking to Nakamura. And she goes, Shinsuke, I have to ask, why? Why did you do what you did on Sunday? Why did you turn on AJ? And he begins to give a contrived response like, Renee, I don't know what came over me. I must have just got very emotional. I got too emotional, and I'm very, very sorry. And he gave Renee a wink, and Renee's like, come on, you're being very disingenuous. And then Nakamura took that promo home and said the following. He looked Renee dead in the eyes and said, sorry, no speaky English. And turned around and left. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that. That was great.
Did he stick his teeth out too while he said it?
Kind of. Sorry. He did it with the R's and everything. He does speak with a Japanese accent, but his English, for the most part, is decent. It gets him by. And I really have never heard him talk too much with the R. But he said it like, sorry. I may not speak English.
They're going to get a letter from the NAACP later on tonight.
Boy, I'm gonna see if I let me see if we've got access to that, because that right there, I played back that promo and watched it about 3 times. And let me see here.
No Corbin Barrett tonight, look like, so he's probably going to Raw.
Okay, there's this.
And Jinder Mahal over there looking like
the
bar.
Is it going to come out? It's going to be that.
Oh, God. Now that's offensive.
I know.
That's really the Orient Express music. Oh, man. Jinder Mahal, little racist over there sitting in that damn chair.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Hold on. I think I've. Jesus. I think I found it. I don't know.
God, it's just Vince has no shame.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Hey, man, they don't pull no punches when they come to their underlying racism. By the way, I love Samoa Joe now. He's a Samoan, but he's not a real Samoan.
So you on the Sloppy Joe bandwagon?
Hey, man. I can't
get the audio.
That guy.
Man. I'm not going to spoil it, but When we get to it later, man, what Kurt said on Raw yesterday, man.
Oh, we'll get to that in a second, too. But wait, here we go.
That was hilarious.
Hold on, yeah. Here we go.
Sorry, no speak English.
Actually, that wasn't too bad.
It was, listen to the whole promo.
Please, can you give me an answer why you attacked AJ Styles?
Sorry, no speak English.
It wasn't over the top, but it was
no speak any English. Oh man, that any would have made a difference. Mm-hmm.
But
it was the same deal.
And then, of course, you know, what Surfer mentioned. I mean, let me talk about that. Give me one second here.
No, were there any internet memes about all that blood that was shed on Sunday?
Not that I saw.
Kurt ain't have to say that, yeah.
And of course, you have to. You're not surprised that there are a couple of people at TNA that took umbrage with that comment. But anyways,
oh, of course.
My tag team division is full, but I hear that TNA is hiring.
I think he did that because he knows it's nothing but smart. They know it's nothing but smart marks at that post WrestleMania.
Of course. That's probably why. He had to have had that cleared before he said it.
Oh, of course.
So.
And Double H, your homeboy Nicholas, couldn't go on tour.
He had to finish the fourth grade. I gotta tell you, last night's Raw was a little soft for a WrestleMania Raw, but it was pretty. There were some good moments though.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's that? I gotta play the Braun Strowman thing. Hold on, because that was hilarious. Braun Strowman.
Why Jinder Mahal got on the damn favorite? I'm offended by this turban.
Why he got on the turban?
Look at that damn.
Surprise. But I guess I should have known.
Oh, he's playing that back level.
Where is he? He's right here, Kurt. He's been here the whole time.
Oh, hey, there he is.
It pains me to even think about this, much less say it. But we're relinquishing the Raw tag titles. Nicholas has a scheduling conflict. I mean, he's still in the fourth grade. But I can promise you one thing. As soon as he's done with school, we're coming back for those.
And somebody's going to get these.
Now, we did find out who Nicholas was. Okay. And it makes sense when I'm going to tell you. It's we know that Nicholas was a plant. Okay, it's not that he was, you know, just a random kid pulled from the audience.
Of course not. Somebody lost his name, Freddy.
Let's also talk about the parody news stories that came out that Nicholas has been suspended for breaking the wellness policy for having an addiction to Flintstones vitamins. That was one thing I saw.
They had a report out that they had to relinquish the belt because he didn't want to put nobody over. I read that. I laughed my ass off.
But... So here we go. So
you saw the one that said he had signed with UFC too?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I didn't see that. I did see though that everybody says greatest tag team champions ever. you know, people posting, you know, making already tribute videos of Nicholas's tag team title reign and things like that. But anyways, so Nicholas is the son of referee John Cone. And if you were paying attention, John Cone was the referee in that match. And if you watched at the beginning of the match, you noticed that the referee was protecting the corner in which Nicholas was standing in. So it makes all the sense in the world now. So
when you got that tag, you mean?
What was that?
When he got that tag?
Yeah, when he got the tag, he was protecting the corner. And and Nicholas is the son of referee John Cone. And he was there, for WrestleMania with his dad. So, but anyways, ridiculous as it is, it was funny, and them relinquishing the titles for that reason was excellent. Could not have been done any better. So,
yeah, in this climate.
I thought the whole right. The whole thing was pretty good for what it is, and now it gives them the chance to do this tag team eliminator thing, which brings me to my next thing with the Authors of Pain and them dissing Paul Ellering in the way they did.
Yeah, what was that?
Well, you know, Paul was their manager in NXT, and I guess Paul was not going to travel or, you know, go on the road full time. Which makes sense, you know. Paul is probably in his 70s by now, and so it makes sense. I understand it, but I didn't like the way they did it. Just stopping him and just saying, "Okay."
It's basically saying, "Get the hell away from us!
Get the hell away from us! Goodbye!" Like they could have done something a little bit better, nicer than that.
He just gonna manage somebody else in NXT or something, or
some
that was just
all,
he's
some
it, that's it for
are
him.
Hoping, but I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. I hope that they continue to use Paul Ellering, because I like Paul. I've always liked Paul Ellering. You know, of course, I was always a fan of the Road Warriors, and Paul is a great talker. And the only thing that was missing from this run of him managing the Authors of Pain was him walking with his Wall Street Journal, because that was his signature thing. Paulie Dangerously had the cell phone. Jim Cornette had the tennis racket. Paul Ellering had the Wall Street Journal. So
you'd have thought he had a Chicago Sun-Times or the Tribune.
No, he had the journal, you know, because he was actually very heavily in the stock market.
So, yeah.
But it rubbed me the wrong way. But anyways, let me see if there's any other big news that we need that we're, you know, skipping over here. News wise. Let's see here. We saw some more NXT call-ups on SmackDown. Of course, yesterday you saw No Way Jose. Ember Moon.
Adam Rose.
Yeah, you saw Ember Moon, which caused Ember William to have a heart attack.
What is Ember Moon's real name again?
Athena Reese.
Athena,
yeah. Well, I meant her other wrestling name. Athena, okay.
That's her real name and her wrestling name. She wrestled with her real name.
Right.
Anyways, and then who else debuted from NXT? Oh, the Authors of Pain. Today on SmackDown, the Iconic Duo and there could be some other call-ups. I mean, there's still 25 minutes in the show. So we may still see some others show up. I don't know who, but I've heard of names. But then again, they could also be saving it for the shakeup next
week. When is going to come up?
Who?
The little short bearded guy. I can't think of his name.
Eric Young?
Yeah.
Just wait till next week. It could be a possibility. So we're going to see. Next week we will have coverage of the Superstar Shakeup, at least the second hour. And we'll recap everything that happened on Monday Night Raw. Paul Heyman did sign a new deal with the WWE. That has been confirmed. And I think that's it in terms of I don't like the fact that this superstar shakeup, they just threw it in our face from one day to the next. I don't like that. They should have given us some warning.
They remember initially they said they were going to do it at the pay-per-view.
I would have rather they do it there.
So they just going to trade, or they're going to have a draft?
It's a trade.
It's a trade.
So yeah.
Well, you know Carmella not going nowhere.
No.
And Nia Jax not going nowhere.
WWE Network hits 2 million subscribers. That's it. I think that's it for news. Oh, and Paige is the new general manager of SmackDown.
So the qualification for being a general manager is you have to be injured that you can't ever wrestle again.
Kurt Angle is.
No, because Kurt Angle can wrestle.
No, I'm talking about for SmackDown.
Oh. We don't know how long Kurt gonna have that job.
Yeah, I think Kurt's gonna get canned at some point. I read today that Jeff Jarrett could be the new general manager of Monday Night Raw.
I heard that. I think I heard it from you.
No, I said SmackDown.
Oh.
Originally. But today I heard that he could replace Kurt Angle as the general manager of Raw. And, you know, boy,
after what happened last night.
At first Jeff takes Kurt's wife. Then he's going to take his job. What else is Jeff
doing?
Jesus, man.
Maybe he gets fired for saying TNA.
No.
Like Kurt?
I will say this.
You mentioned that other company. We don't tolerate that around here.
I will say this. When Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn wrestled their match, and they were coming out, they didn't even get the Monday Night Raw graphics. They got generic graphics. I thought that was very funny. Here comes Daniel Bryan, the main event tonight on SmackDown. Daniel Bryan against AJ Styles.
Why are they giving this match away?
I have no idea. Oh. You know why? I understand why, but they shouldn't be doing it. Because the fans in New Orleans, by this point, are exhausted. And I don't think they can emotionally invest in a match like this. They really cannot. And
this should be like a SummerSlam match.
Yeah.
This is a WrestleMania match.
And they've only got 20 minutes to do it in. Less than 20 minutes to do it. Because,
you know,
205 Live hits the air at 10 o'clock, huh?
Daniel Bryan, because he's back now. Now he's working his way up the card and everything. And then finally he gets that chance to become champion again. And just a throwaway
match. You know what the rumor main event is for next year at Mania, right?
Mm-hmm. The rumor going around for WrestleMania's main event next year, and this will explain a lot, Surfer, because you said something during the post show on Sunday, and I said, no, that doesn't make it garbage. The rumored main event for next year's WrestleMania, as it sits right now, could be Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's going to be the co-main?
Wait a minute. Well, let me explain.
Ronda Rousey going to be. I told you Ronda Rousey would be the one that would close the show. Right? If Brock leaves at some point, they think she's their biggest attraction.
But let me explain something though. This goes back to what happened on Sunday. The reason why Asuka lost is because they wanted to plant the seeds for the Charlotte Ronda Rousey match, because if Charlotte is able to defeat Asuka, somebody who's undefeated, that puts her in a position where she looks extremely strong and tough. So that's what how they're looking at it. That's number one. Which means you could get Charlotte lost the title today, but she lost the title under dubious circumstances, which works in her favor. But whenever Charlotte regains a championship, don't expect her to lose it until WrestleMania. Anyways, what's the co-main event? Because I didn't see anything else for the co-main event.
I guess whoever wins the Royal Rumble.
No.
Tony Cease had no.
Boomin.
Oh, Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley.
No. That's SummerSlam.
Okay, who?
Boomin and Daniel Bryan.
I don't want to see that.
For the Fruit Roll-Up title.
I don't want to see that.
I'm just saying what's out there on the net.
I don't want to see
on
that.
On the sheets.
I don't want to see that.
Of course we don't want to see that. We've seen them.
Just because they had one good match on a pay-per-view doesn't mean that people want to see it 24/7. You know?
You make fast, when you do it big at Fastlane, I mean, hey. You know Daniel Bryan is going to be in that upper tier.
Yeah, of course. And that's understandable. So, you know?
So you're saying Boomin don't need to be there? Because once he get that belt, he ain't letting it go for a minute now.
But Roman... Okay.
He's ran it.
I'm going to ask this question. Brock beat the hell out of Roman last night, or the other night at WrestleMania, and he did it clean. No interference. All of Brock's matches have ended without interference. Almost all of them. What is supposed to change in Saudi Arabia that would warrant Roman winning? Because I don't necessarily believe a cage favors Roman. It doesn't favor Brock either, but it's like, okay, well, so what? Well, they got an extra weapon now. What's going to change in this match?
Roman goes heel.
Huh?
Maybe Roman goes full heel.
But why wouldn't then, unless somebody or someone or something got involved in the match, I don't understand Roman just going in and beating Brock Lesnar. If Roman beats Lesnar clean in Saudi Arabia, something ain't right and it shouldn't have happened.
No, listen. You know, you can fight 10 times and the person that usually loses can get one match.
But what Double A saying is, if you was going to do that, then you should have just had it happen at WrestleMania and got it out of the way.
And they haven't fought 10 times.
No, I'm just saying, just because Reigns haven't beat Brock Lesnar doesn't mean that one time won't ever happen.
But it doesn't, what he's saying, it don't make sense right now.
It doesn't make sense, especially 2 weeks after.
After he got his ass whooped.
And he got his ass royally whooped. Okay.
Going back, you was talking about what happened backstage. They're supposed to have been upset that Brock threw Reigns over the announce table, and that wasn't supposed to happen.
Regardless of the reason, you know,
the meat and potatoes of it. I mean, in theory, you make sense. It does not make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Something has to happen.
But I won't be shocked if it happens.
Something has to happen. Well, I that part I agree with. But what I'm trying to say is something has to happen in that match for it to make sense.
If it's just a straight up,
if it's just like a how straight it was up Sunday, win, yeah. It's going to be like, well, why couldn't he do this at WrestleMania?
Logically, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I mean, okay.
Not, I was convinced that he was going to drop it, but now I'm second guessing it now.
But maybe,
he
makes
me second guess myself.
Maybe he does what the Undertaker did to Brock and give him a low blow when the ref not looking.
15 minutes this match has. 15 minutes because they're just starting the match when they come back from commercial. And they're going to go to commercial during the match, probably.
Uh-oh. Vanilla midgets.
What double A? I get your thought process because anything happened in Saudi Arabia could have happened Sunday. That Roman was going to do.
Yeah, it's very because
on Roman's behalf.
I understand wanting to book this to be a major show. I understand that, but don't sacrifice logic for the sake of booking a strong show. Because they could very easily have had Brock and Roman Reigns inside of a cage in Saudi Arabia, but still had Roman win at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The rematch could have taken place. Brock tries to regain the title against Roman Reigns inside of a steel cage. And then at that point, that's when you would sit there and question. You would have a lot of doubt at that point. Oh, is Brock going to regain? Or is Roman going to retain? You know, you would ask a million questions. But in this case, it's just, well...
I know y'all don't know the answer to this.
Huh?
But is this a steel cage match that if you climb out, you win the belt, or it has to be a pinfall?
They probably will do both, like they always do.
So you don't think Reigns could get out the cage first? And that would give him the victory over Brock?
Okay, that's a possibility, but that would be a weak way to end the feud.
Okay, my question is, okay, Double A. I got a WWE logic now. I think I might be with Spencer. Help me. Put it together.
By the way, not to cut you off. I'm looking at Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles here, and Daniel doing the technical moves and this and that. I talked about this a couple weeks ago, about there not being these matches where... I talked about the Louisiana State Athletic Commission and how they were putting a ban on the flying and the pile drivers and things like that. Said, if you can't work a technical match, then you really can't work. And here we've got Daniel Bryan working a technical match. Yeah, sure, there's going to be some high drop kicks and things like that, but he was just putting on some good classic wrestling moves right now. But anyways, go ahead.
Calling elbow tie up.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tony. Say.
No, but I was going to say...
Okay.
He said a lot there just now.
Yeah, he said a lot. And, you know, it was so much that he disappeared. All right, so we'll... boy, he'll call back in a second. But anyways, there has to be a dirty finish in the cage match to at least make it... make some sense. It doesn't have to make a lot of sense. It just needs to make enough sense, you know, for continuity.
Mm-hmm.
And now here's Tony C. There we go, Tony C. You said so much, you knocked yourself off the air. Anyways, what were you saying?
Oh, my bad. No, I was just saying, I think Brock going to retain. Somebody I heard on the internet, not on the internet, on Taz show, made up a very petty Vince point. That damn CM Punk reference. And he don't like CM Punk. And he wants somebody to knock CM Punk record from the record book. Just like he did Demolition. He did Demolition like that.
But you know what, Tony C? At this point, it wouldn't take much now.
Yeah, but you don't need records to hold on forever. I mean, like you're not upset about Demolition losing their record, are you?
No. Vince is being petty. Vince is petty like that.
You think he was being?
He did it to Demolition.
Dude, Demolition fought 100
don't
years.
Don't get mad at me.
No, listen.
Don't get
Demolition
mad.
Fought 100 years. Fact.
It don't matter how long ago it was.
Who wasn't around when Demolition held that record? Don't care. They want to see the new stars break records.
I understand Tony C's point about Vince, and New Day
still knocked him out of the box.
I understand his point because I told everybody not that long ago that the reason why TJP had to change his name from TJ Perkins is because Vince had a bad meal at Perkins one time.
Yep.
And he doesn't like the Perkins restaurant chain.
Hey, well, sometimes some of them are bad.
You have a bad meal once in a blue. You have once, you know. When do you think the last time Vince probably set foot in a Perkins? 30 years ago. You know, but
man, a billionaire.
Yeah. So.
Remember when the New Day was in the midst of going after that record? People were, you know, a lot of us were like, man, they ain't gonna do it. But as they got close.
And they did it only by a couple of days.
Yeah.
I kind of watch SmackDown early in the show. They'll show the commercial and the match, but late in the show, they just go straight to commercial.
It depends on the positioning of the spots.
So I'm going with that theory, Double A. I think Vince is being petty. He in petty mode.
It wouldn't surprise me if that could be a reason, but I don't.
Because he had 300 by the time he gets.
By the time he gets to SummerSlam, it's going to be north of 400.
So what would you to make if Punk holds onto that record tonight? I mean.
It doesn't change anything.
It's principle.
I mean, Asuka. Well, Asuka was the champion in NXT for 517 days.
See, I smoked Goldberg record, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
But
Vincent Mann is a petty man. He's friends with David Dennison, so you know he's petty. You know he's petty. Petty people hang out together. Bird of a feather flock together. If Brock Lesnar don't lose that belt at Saudi Arabia show, you know why. And then he won't have a defense. Like Double A said, probably again into SummerSlam. So, what's Punk record? Like 425, 435, something like that?
I think 425, somewhere in the neighborhood.
SummerSlam will probably put him right there.
Punk wasn't meant to hold on to that record forever.
Yeah, well, once he screwed over, you know, tried to sue Vic,
maybe he's going to try to beat Bruno's record, Surfer.
You know, the fan base don't have the kind of attention span to have somebody hold on to the belt like Bruno did.
Oh, man.
They would complain after a couple of years. Nobody else is winning the belt. This is getting boring.
They're going to see it brought from Raw to SmackDown with the belt. He lost the belt in 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That would be hilarious.
Maybe they'll go for Mae Young.
IWC. My bad. The IWC wouldn't have that. So no. You're right. He will be busy balling.
You know what? I don't know. Because it's just.
We need a Hogan run. When the last time somebody had a good 2 year run with the
title? It hasn't happened. Asuka, like I said, Asuka held the title for a year and 3 months. No more. Almost a year and a half.
Yeah, because I thought she would lost it to Ember Moon. And Nia Jax.
CM Punk was the last person to hold that title. For over a year, and a half, almost a year and a half. So
he had the longest reign in the last 25 years. So 25 years, I would have put it with Hogan's first run, which ran 4 years. So
I ain't saying 4 years, but a good 2 year run that you can build somebody up.
Listen, I mean, you know, let's see. Bruno held it 8 years, then he held it, what, another
five, I think, after that. Five or six.
Whitaker held it for how many years after him?
Bob Backlund held it about, I think, 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years. You think these people would go for a 6 year title reign on anybody?
I didn't say six. I said two.
No, I'm just saying.
Two and a half.
No, I'm just saying. They used to, the belts changing hands. Punk would have been the only one. They would have bowed down to him going 2 or 3 years with the championship. Cause
and he wasn't even a dominant champion.
Punk represents them in the ring. They saw themselves in CM Punk and thought if he could do it, they could do it.
But CM Punk wasn't winning clean. Heyman was helping them. The Shield was helping them.
They didn't see that. All they saw is somebody regular size.
You know, not to cut you off, Surfer. You know what would add some high drama to this match? And I didn't have the volume up, but it's unlikely that they said this. This match is scheduled for one fall with TV time remaining. And that would have made it dramatic. Okay, because I'm looking at the clock now and it's 57, which means they're going to go home at any second.
So, who's going to come down and
interfere? Owens and
Nakamura.
Maybe Nakamura, but Owens and Zayn is a good possibility. They bought tickets, probably.
Daniel,
you don't need to do these high spots like this.
Now he's doing the I Got Kids act.
Shiver every time that head hit the mat. Don't you double up?
Just in general. Oh my God. Hold on. Kinshasa to the back of Daniel Bryan's head.
Nope.
And now he's going to take out AJ. Match ends in disqualification.
Rio Nakamura.
But my goodness.
The new Nakamura.
That's terrible. That fireman's carry was terrible. Go ahead, Doctor.
He did say he don't speak English.
We talked about that already. Oh. No, he. It's not that he doesn't speak English. He doesn't speak English. Okay.
So he's going to get the great Kabuki gimmick now.
I don't know, but he's a heel.
Is AJ going to Saudi Arabia?
When's he going to start spitting green shit?
Nah, that's going to be Asuka.
They talked about Asuka possibly doing that. I read a report that
you don't do it.
There was an inkling of a chance that you would see.
What about the salt to the face?
That could happen too. You never know. Those are old.
That's classic when it comes to Japanese wrestlers.
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Catching flies with chopsticks.
I mean, Fuji and Tanaka—they carried salt everywhere they went.
So is AJ going to Saudi Arabia?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. Now, time to go to home box office.
Who can't go to Saudi Arabia because they got criminal records?
That I don't know.
Jeff Hardy. Brother Miro. Willow.
So we'll see what happens.
Bray Wyatt, because he ain't paid much child support.
Yeah, but that's not a criminal record.
No, you can't get your passport, baby.
In the state of Florida, I don't think that's a... It's not.
I thought that was law. In Virginia, if you buy out on your child support, Florida, they take your passport.
No, they gotta go.
Y'all a Commonwealth state.
It's in in Florida. It's that's a civil matter.
Y'all don't like nobody. Y'all don't like nobody do nothing up there.
Anyways, yeah.
y'all still getting vehicles inspected. You paying for that?
Anything else from Monday Night Raw?
Black Lex Luger.
Bobby Lashley came in and beat the hell out of Elias.
Did we talk about my man Nicholas?
Yes, we did.
That awkward greeting by Bray Wyatt to Brother Nero.
Yeah, that was awkward. That was a funny segment, but it was awkward.
What was that about? Uh-huh.
I just need Willow to show up now. I mean, what are they waiting on?
He left his morpher. That's what happened.
I want to see my boy send your Benjamin come out of the lawnmower.
He was at WrestleMania, though.
Really?
Yeah, he was in the front row. He should have handed Matt Jeff a daggone stun gun to win the Andre the Battle Memorial.
You want
to
hear this? That when Nicholas won the tag team titles, King Maxwell tweeted that... he basically tweeted, "Anytime you're ready, Nicholas, I'll take that title from you."
Oh, we got a grudge match.
Grudge match. King Maxwell against Nicholas.
Hey.
So why were the Smarks so mad about this?
Hey, King Maxwell actually pinned somebody. Nicholas can't say that.
Hey, well, King Maxwell ain't never been on the greatest state. He closed the show.
He never had a WrestleMania moment. He's never been a champion. He wrestled
and co-main event or WrestleMania.
He wrestled in a promotion where they're still hiring.
Mm-hmm. And the one in his backyard.
Wouldn't it be funny if one of them did show up in TNA?
Oh, did you talk about the TNA comment?
Yes, we did. We covered a lot in the first hour.
They trying to watch Andre the Giant.
I want to watch Andre. I want to watch the Andre documentary. But,
so we're just going to cut the show early?
Yeah, we're going to cut it a little early. And I think everybody is burnt on wrestling, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
After
got to get ready for the superstar shakeup.
Yeah, after 5 days of wrestling, listen to this. I did the tallying, okay? Do you want to know how much material we produced over the weekend?
2 days worth, probably.
22 hours and 13 minutes. So, that's a lot of material. And me and Tony C were on for most of it. So yeah, it's a lot of material. And I'm spent. We're all spent. I think we're all wrestled out. Even the news sites... we're a little on the slow side in the last 24 hours because everybody's tired. It's a lot. It's 5 days of wrestling, and the news sites had to cover everything that happened in New Orleans.
Yeah.
So, you know. But is there anything about from Monday Night Raw that we didn't cover? Go ahead.
Sorry. Nah, I'm going to hop off then, double A.
I thought they would have had more to say about Ronda Rousey the next day on SportsCenter.
I thought that they were going to do more on Raw. They didn't do anything on Raw.
Oh yeah. Speaking of Raw, that whole thing of Ronda Rousey putting
Stephanie's
hand on her shoulder as if Stephanie was trying to attack her. That was just that. I mean, couldn't they have done that to make it look better?
I don't know.
Jeez, I felt bad for Stephanie. I mean, she come out, she got her arm in a sling. She's begging not to have her arm pulled back. That's a heel move, and they cheering it.
Yeah. Let me see what else. Nothing happened on SmackDown. I did watch Roseanne before coming on the air.
Okay.
It was a very funny episode. I will say that.
Did you talk more about Trump?
No. So Tony C, you got your hands full. You got to go watch Roseanne. Yeah. And then you got to find find this Andre documentary. They're showing footage of Andre training right now from 1966.
I know. My wife got the Roku this weekend. I think we're going. How much is HBO on that thing a month?
I don't know, probably $10, $12.
Do you don't have cable, Tony C?
Yeah, I have it. But
you don't have HBO?
I just have the basic.
Yeah, basic.
Probably, so you have to get HBO now.
Yeah,
probably. That's like $15.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would try to...
Unless you know somebody with HBO and they'll give you their login.
Yeah. Somebody could always hook you up.
What were you going to say, Double A?
No, I'm just saying, or you could just find... I'm sure it'll be posted online somewhere.
Well, you know what? Oh, yeah. What's your cable company?
You got Spectrum.
Got what?
Spectrum.
Spectrum.
Oh. See, I don't know what their deal is, because like with Fios, they'll give you like those premium channels free for a week. So maybe you should call them and see if they'll give you a month free or something.
I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure Tony C will be able to find the documentary pretty easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's it for wrestling, folks. I mean, we're wrestled out, you know. We really are. I mean, I don't have much else to say. Do you have Surfer nothing else?
No. Let me ask you something about the Undertaker match real quick. Does that squash match make Cena look bad, or no. Nobody cares?
No, it's not that nobody cares. The way I read it on the internet is exactly how I interpret it. And that is that it was John Cena's way of showing respect to The Undertaker.
I understand that.
That he decided to do a squash match for him on the biggest stage that there is. That's it. That's how I read it.
It's a one-off thing.
Honestly, Cena was fully aware, because now that everything has happened, all the promos, all the goofiness that happened in the minutes leading up to the match, it now makes all sense. He was just doing Undertaker a solid. And that's it.
That's it.
So, all right. Well, I guess what we're going to do is just wrap it up then. Let's talk about what's going to happen here on the network. Friday, Rant Wrestling at 5 p.m. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 9. Saturday night, 8 p.m., the Midnight Jury will be live. Then on Sunday, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show. Next Monday, the Sports Report returns with a new episode live at 11:15 following Monday Night Raw. Next Tuesday, the Shining Wizards will be live at 7 p.m. This program will be live at 9 p.m. Both shows, of course, will be talking about the 2018 WWE Superstar Shakeup. And I'm sure more stuff will happen in the world of pop culture and things like that we'll be able to converse and discuss and everything. So, if you missed any part of the Shining Wizards from earlier tonight, give us a little bit, and we are going to rebroadcast the show in its entirety because it was Tony's birthday. So, and they celebrated his birthday on the air. So if you can listen to the Shining Wizards in its entirety and then a rebroadcast of this program. And if you missed any part of the marathon, the entire marathon is available for download on iTunes. So you definitely can go and check that out. All right. I think that's it. So for everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live, I'm Double A. For Tony C and Surfer, have a good night, everybody.